crash of American Airlines Flight 587 in Queens, New York, is being investigated as an accident. President Bush emphasized that yesterday when he announced that the National Transportation Safety Board would be conducting the investigation. All 260 people aboard the Airbus A300 died in the crash. At least 9 people in the Bell Harbor neighborhood of Queens are reported missing and presumed dead. The flight had just taken off from Kennedy Airport on its way to Santo Domingo when the crash occurred. NPR's Rick Carr is in New York. Rick, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
What's the latest on the cause of the crash?
Well, Marion Blakey, the chair of the National Transportation Safety Board, said late yesterday that, and this is a direct quote, "everything points to an accident." We do know that the plane lost all or part of an engine before it crashed. We're not certain whether or not there was an explosion. There's conflicting testimony from eyewitnesses on this. If there was an explosion, though, the NTSB is saying it was probably the result of a mechanical failure in the aircraft. Now, what they seem to be looking at right now is the engines. This Airbus A300 aircraft had General Electric CF6 engines. There have been some problems with these engines before. None of them have been fatal. The FAA warned in October of the need for tougher inspections of these engines, and the NTSB itself also warned within the last 12 months that a failure of one of these CF6 GE engines could lead to a crash.
What about recovery efforts?
Officials with the city are saying now that 265 bodies have been recovered. There were, as you said earlier, 260 people aboard the plane, 246 adults, 5 infants, and 9 crew, 246 adult passengers, that is. At least 6 and as many as 9 are missing on the ground. So with 265 bodies recovered, that means at least 5 of those people in the neighborhood, their bodies have been recovered. The identification efforts will go on today, and officials with the city have asked families for DNA to help with the identification process.
And what's next in the investigation?
Well, NTSB officials have the cockpit voice recorder, not the data recorder, as Mayor Giuliani was saying yesterday in the briefings that he was giving. An NTSB official said that the recording quality on the cockpit voice recorder was good. That official also said that there was nothing on the tape that you wouldn't associate with an accident. About the only thing that was even slightly out of the ordinary was the fact that the co-pilot was flying the aircraft, but some pilots I spoke to said that that's actually fairly common on takeoff and landing. The pilot and the co-pilot may trade controls, and one or the other may take off or land the aircraft. What they'll be doing today is they'll be talking to eyewitnesses, they'll be looking for the data recorder, and they're going to be trying to work out some of the conflicting reports that they got from eyewitnesses. For instance, yesterday we heard that the aircraft was on fire before it came down. Some eyewitnesses said that, others said not. So the NTSB's job today is going to be to sort through that and figure out what the most reliable eyewitness testimony is.
Where does New York find such a supply of firefighters, police officers, emergency medical technicians, and all the people who have had so much work over the past 2 months?
Well, and the folks from the Port Authority as well. In fact, a lot of them live in the Rockaway Peninsula where this aircraft came down. That neighborhood was very hard hit on September 11th. A lot of firefighters and police lived out there. A lot of traders lived out there as well. So the Rockaways have been hit awfully hard, and it's going to be tough for that neighborhood. It's going to be a difficult holiday season for them out there.
New Yorkers have to wonder what next.
Hopefully nothing.
Thank you very much. NPR's Rick Carr in New York City.